everybody. Tom will be back in a second because he always has to wait till the absolutely last minute. And then he's like, oh, I forgot my hat. And then he has to like run and go get it. So you know what I mean? It's just like, this is my life. We do it at the same time every day. I don't understand. But yeah.
I gotta have a hat.
Well, you know, why didn't you bring it in here earlier?
I'm gonna bring it in.
You were like, you've been sitting here for 10 minutes, like just farting around.
I don't have my hat on.
And then it's like, you know, I just pushed the button to start it. And then he's like, I forgot my hat. He's gotta like run off.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Cover up my fucking shiny dome.
Hey, you're the one that shaved it.
I know. Okay.
I would shave my head too if it didn't look funny.
Yeah.
Because I'm sick of like having clean hair out of the drain too. That sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Tammy says, I saw Pookie. Yeah, she's pookling around.
Yeah.
Yep, there she went again.
Yep. I had to do the bushes today, too. I got most of them done.
You did the bushes today?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
I was out there trimming the bushes.
Oh.
I got to do that one on the end. I got to do the top.
Because I was thinking you were in here the whole time, and then I was like, and then it stormed really bad this afternoon, and I was just kind of like, holy shit. Like, is he out there, like, doing bushes?
He's out there with the axe. There was all kinds of shit growing up in the bushes that had to be cut from the bottom of pulling that out. Yeah, that fucking worked today, man.
Hey,
and then I got cooking, too. And I got to make some tea when I get done. Okay.
Make some tea and heat me up some pita bread so I can have some more baba ganoush for dinner.
Looks like people maybe starting to come in. I don't know. We got an announcement to make about the shirts. There's a problem with the shirts.
Well, not like a big problem.
No.
It's just that
there's gonna be a delay.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be that big a delay. I'm just talking about like maybe next week or something.
Yeah.
What ended up happening was that when I ordered the ink, I accidentally ordered the acrylic screen printing die instead of the fabric screen printing die.
So it's for paper and
and wood and stuff. And like I didn't notice until we started like doing the shirts today. And we're like, they're like, these are funny looking.
Yeah, this doesn't look right.
So
I was cooking it and it was bubbling and it just the color looked uneven. It was like gray and white and gray and white. And I said, I'm going to wash this shirt and see what happens to it. I washed the shirt and some of it fell out. And I was just like, what the fuck is going on? And I looked real close at the shit, and it was for wood. Ordered the wrong one. The jar looks exactly the same.
Yeah, they really should.
It's just a little symbol on it. It's different.
Yeah, because I didn't even realize.
Yeah.
Well, because the thing about it was that when I went back to Amazon didn't have any of the fabric dye. I had to go to Blick Art Materials and buy it there.
Yeah, it was a big old jar. She got to a big $30 jar.
I think it was $30 or $35.
For wood.
Yeah,
man.
We're gonna have to find some other shit to use it for.
Screen print on something around here, huh?
Yeah, we can screen print on something. We'll think of something. I don't know.
Yeah, but and ruined 5 shirts.
Yeah,
because
I mean we had some, but it's like I ordered a few more too.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so they'll the ones I know Camp Guy and Next Dimension Media like ordered a couple shirts, but like I said, we have like a little bit of screen printing. We might be able to do 3 shirts with that.
I might be able to fill some of it.
Yeah, we might be able to do that.
But also, one of those shirts was a Bee's Nest shirt.
Oh, okay.
Bee's Nest OCP shirt.
Oh, okay. I was waiting on that.
Yeah, I did it.
Okay.
I shot that before I did the other job. And it came out looking pretty good, and it washed. And it came out okay. But I don't trust it. Over time, that'll come out of
Yeah, if that's not the right ink.
Yeah, it's not the right ink.
Yeah, so I already ordered more shirts and ordered more ink and... You know, it'll be here in a couple of days, so it'll be fine. So, you know, we just wanted to tell everybody that.
He's not in a hurry.
Yeah, okay, so that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, because I didn't even, like I said, that jar looked exactly the same.
Yeah.
And when I went back, Amazon didn't even have any of the fabric kind. That was the only kind that they had, so.
Just
easy mistake to
just
make.
First time we've ever run into that problem. I didn't know there was another kind of that shit.
I didn't either. It didn't really, honestly, did not occur to me.
Yeah.
I mean, duh, it's like, you know, it seems obvious in hindsight, but I didn't realize that at the time. So, yeah, I didn't think it was 2 different things. So, let's talk about Death Machine. We brought up this movie when we were talking about Split Second, because I said I think that the same guy, either the director on this or the cinematographer or special effects or something like that, also worked on Split Second. And I remembered that... that I had heard about Death Machine. I don't think I'd ever seen the whole thing before, but we saw it on Brandon Tenold's channel.
Yeah.
Like, he did a show about it, like, years and years ago, so I kind of remembered it from that.
I saw a bunch of little clips from this movie, but I thought I had seen it before, but I didn't. I was thinking about Gunhead.
Yeah.
I thought...
This is better than Gunhead,
a lot better than Gunhead, yeah.
this is better. Because Brandon did Gunhead, too. Yeah. So, but I kind of remember. They're similar, but not the same.
If you like Split Second, you'll like this one, too. This one's more insane. A lot more fanatical, I guess you could say. It's pretty intense. It's got good sets. Brad Dourif carries the movie. He's fucking crazy as shit in it.
I mean, what else is new?
He's about 40, I think he's like 42, 43 when he made this movie. He's got a long black wig on. He's in good shape and shit. It's probably the best you'll ever see Brad Dourif. He looks like a sex symbol. He looks like Iggy Pop. Jenny was like, he looks just like Iggy Pop. He does.
With that long hair. I was like, that hair. It actually kind of suits him.
Yeah, yeah. He looks really good in it, and he's this. He plays a crazy-ass hacker that's trying to get laid from this. She's a reporter, I guess is what she
No, she's the CEO.
She's the CEO.
Of the company, yeah.
I got confused
She's
somehow.
The CEO they brought in.
There isn't a real complicated story. They're trying to find the secret vault that a fucking robot came out of. It's a monster movie. And
it's a killer robot essentially. Movie.
It's got good matte effects, good practical effects. Got a good monster in it. It's hard to tell how they did it. I don't know if it was a puppet or if it was fucking stop motion. I think it was a puppet filmed in a way to make it look like stop motion, I think.
Yeah, because sometimes it had a little bit of a Robocopy stop motion vibe to it, but the guy that worked on it was kind of more known for doing puppet kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay.
So
it looks big, but I don't think it was. I think it was probably only a quarter scale, but it looks big, or maybe it was 1/3 scale. It looks good.
It's hard to say. It looks like it's regular size.
It's got a pretty good story, and it's a cheap movie, low budget movie. But this is the way you do a low budget movie. Today they would have Troma would have done this, or fucking what was the other one that did Nazis from the Center of the Earth? Fucking
Asylum.
Asylum would have done something like this, but it wouldn't have been as cool. Asylum would have used a bunch of CG, and the writing wouldn't have been that good. It's not good, but it's good. That's the only way I can say it. It's entertaining. It's
well, like I said, just like Split Second. That's why I'm saying if you liked that movie, you'd probably like this one. Because this one is even more. This movie is like so 90s that it hurts.
Yeah.
Like
it's all over of. The fucking top.
Like, it's very 90s cyberpunk. Yeah. The look of it and the way the people dress and like they're all hackers and
that kind of thing. Fucking goth industrial, 90s goth industrial. It feels kind of Japanese. I don't think it is, but.
It's British, actually.
It's British. There's something about it. It feels kind of like it's a Japanese movie, but it's not. It's a British movie?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a British director.
Okay. It's got good special effects. For a cheap movie, it's got great special effects.
Well, like I said, the guy... This was actually... the guy who directed this, sorry, was Stephen Norrington. This was his first movie, and he went on to do Blade.
Okay, yeah, Blade.
Yeah, it's the guy
great.
That did Blade. Yeah. He also did League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, so let's not hold that against him. But you know what I mean? He did Blade. And actually, he was more a special effects artist before he went and directed. He did Life Force, which he worked on Aliens. He worked on The Witches, which was great.
Okay,
And Hardware,
I did get an Aliens feel in it a lot. The sets were like something from the Aliens, up in the Sulaco or down in fucking Hadley's Hope. It did have that look. It's not quite as high budget. But it's pretty well crafted. They put effort into this movie. The edit is a little crazy, but that's the tone of this movie. This movie,
you know what it is
good.
Though. The shitty thing about this, for one thing, the director's cut of the movie I don't think has ever been released anywhere except maybe Germany.
Okay.
The actual cut of the movie was the one we watched. We watched it for free on Vudu. I think other places you can watch it, but you have to pay. It's like $3.99 or something. And the thing about it is that, 21 minutes have been cut out of it.
Oh.
So, like, the version we watched was an hour and 39 minutes. It was originally 2 hours.
Okay.
Because I was watching, like, another, I think it was on Good Bad Flicks, where he kind of went into, like, some of the scenes that were taken out.
Okay.
And also, it's been cut down to like a square like aspect ratio, like a 4:3 aspect ratio, and it's not really supposed to look like that.
Okay.
So I don't even think, because he showed, because he said, the director's cut is like really hard to get hold of, but he showed the difference between the square aspect ratio version and the regular one.
Okay.
And it wasn't so much the editing, because you could tell what was going on in like the wider screen, because it cut off like a big portion of either side. So there's like all this stuff going on over here and you can't see it.
Well,
so the framing of it is like really messed up. Like whoever did, I don't know why it was cut down like that, but
I wonder why they haven't released the director's cut on DVD.
I don't know, like maybe eventually they will, because I feel like this I mean, it's not probably not as well known as Split Second, but this it does have like a cult following.
You can definitely tell it's a cult movie.
Yeah,
it's a well-made movie that for the budget. Okay, like I said, they put a lot of effort into it, and it's the acting is over the top, but. It fits the tone of the movie. The movie has kind of an insane tone, kind of like something out of the first RoboCop, like RoboCop 1, but maybe even knocked it up a notch or two.
Yeah.
The acting quality is kind of uneven. Some people are better than others.
Right? Yeah.
Brad Dourif is great. The leading lady's great. The two guys, Weyland and Yutani.
Yeah. That's another thing.
One character's name is fucking John Carpenter.
Yeah.
The other one's name is Weyland. The other one's name is Yutani.
There's a Sam Raimi. There's a guy named Sam Raimi.
Yeah, there's a guy named Sam
Raimi. Oh, and there's a guy named Scott Ridley.
Scott Ridley is the other guy, yeah.
And the character that... that Brad Dourif plays is named Jack Dante.
Dante, yeah.
Who I'm assuming is supposed to be an homage to Joe Dante.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So there's that as well.
Yeah.
I forgot to say, Richard Brake is in this as well. Like, he was really, really young.
Yeah.
But I know those teeth anywhere.
Yeah, if you know who she's talking about, that was the guy who got his head scrunched off in fucking Hannibal Rising. And he was also that made the magic LSD for Mandy.
In Mandy, yeah.
That was a great
I mean, he's been in fucked on some stuff.
And he's young in this. And
I didn't know
he was ever that good looking. That motherfucker was handsome when he was young. Very handsome.
And he's
crazy.
Like, he's way over the top.
He is
like super coked out in this one.
Yeah.
But it's really entertaining. Like,
yeah. But,
shut the fuck up.
He was kind of leading man handsome in this era. I don't know how old it was. Probably 30s.
Yeah, this was 94. This 94, came out.
Yeah. So it's just a fun movie. Now I want to see it. I want to see the director's cut. I want to see it in the original aspect ratio.
It's a big difference. I couldn't believe it, because there's one scene. The thing about it, like the killer robot, the titular death machine. Although they don't call it a death machine in the movie, he actually calls it War Beast, like War Beast.
Yeah.
And then he has another name for it, like the morale. Something I don't
morale
remember.
Sapping frontline
or something like that, but yeah, he calls it that
system.
But he mostly calls it the War Beast. I have to say that what you can see of the death machine looks fucking awesome. It's like really, really cool looking.
It's kind of like an ED-209, but it's more skeletal looking. Like, it doesn't have any body plates on it. It's got a movable mouth.
Yeah, it's like
and it's got hands that have claws and everything can spin and chop, and it can bore its way right through a solid wall, and it can run fast. And what's cool about it is that, you know how in Terminator you always saw from the Terminator's eyes, it's all infrared and it's analyzing? Well, you can get to see through the eyes of the War Beast, and the War Beast sees everything as a video game, even with game over and score and, and, you know, scores and points
like
popping
hit
up
points,
and, yeah it's pretty cool idea.
I mean, I kind of feel like this.
It's
now
got
the
music playing, fucking video game music.
Well,
going.
You know, might as well make it fun.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about it, I mean, in the universe of the movie, the War Beast / Death Machine was built by Brad Dourif's character, who was a crazy person.
Yeah, he's crazy.
So that seems like something that a crazy person would do.
Yeah.
Now, some of the stuff that they cut out, because like I said, they cut like 21 minutes out of this. They said actually a lot of the stuff they cut out made Brad Dourif look even crazier and more dangerous. Like, there was actually one scene where he tried to rape the woman.
Yeah.
They took that out. And there was some more stuff. I mean, there was some other stuff too. There was a whole subplot that the woman, what was her name? Haley. Haley?
Hale.
Caden. Caden Hale?
Maybe.
Something like that.
It's hard for me to keep track.
But there was a whole subplot where she had had a daughter, and the daughter had been killed accidentally, and she kind of felt responsible for it. And so there was kind of like a weird thing where she almost had like a mother-son relationship, like with Brad Dourif's character.
Because
he was like kind of a lunatic, kind of.
He was a lunatic.
Yeah, but there was a little bit of that. But they took pretty much all of, they took all of that out. So there was like some scenes of her like dreaming about it and all. Like the little girl, it was like some horrible but like ridiculous like way to get killed, like getting your arm caught in the sink like thing. You know what I mean? What do they call that?
Garbage disposal.
The garbage disposal. Yeah, there you go. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. But 20 minutes was taken. It wasn't all violent stuff, but that was like that whole subplot was taken out, and a lot of the Brad Dourif crazy was taken out. Although they left plenty of it in. I'm not saying that it wasn't that, but I recognized what is her name? Eli Puget. Is it Puget or Puget?
Puget, I think, or Puget or something, I don't know.
I recognized her, so I looked up her Wikipedia page. I guess she started out on TV, like in Miami Vice, like in the 80s. A-Team, she was in Friday the 13th, the series. She was in a movie called L.A. Takedown. She was in, like, a couple Michael Mann movies, I think. I recognized her from the 90s reboot of Dark Shadows.
Okay.
Because as soon as I saw that on her page, I was like, that's where I know her from. Because I used to fucking love that show.
Yeah.
Like, back in the 90s. And yeah, somebody was talking about William Hootkins, who's in this playing John Carpenter. Slasher Fred said he did a lot of movies, including Batman from 1989 and Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah, that's right. You called that. You said he was in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
Was he Porkins as well?
Porkins. He played Porkins.
I think he was Star Wars from Star Wars.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think he was. But yeah, he played John Carpenter in this. He gets torn in half by the robot, so there's that. So there's that. But yeah, I kind of feel like if you see, like I said, there's another channel called Good Bad Flicks, and he did like a really funny kind of like 13-14 minute review of this, and he showed like some clips of the movie in its original aspect ratio, because there were a couple scenes, but especially where the death machine is attacking, and it's like it's really fast edited, which I mean it is fast edited. That happened a lot in the 90s because they just thought that was cool as shit back then, but you couldn't really tell what was going on, and I'm just like, wait, what the fuck is going on? But when they showed it in its original aspect ratios, you could actually tell what was going on, even though it was edited quickly.
Yeah.
So I feel like that it wasn't so much the fast editing, it was the fact that there was like big chunks of action over here that were cut off that you can't really tell what was going on.
Yeah, Hugo said he saw Split Second. He says it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something about these two movies where they're not good.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of potential there, you know what I mean? And they put effort in them. They had problems with little things here and there. But I should have known about them back when they came out. I would have really, okay, this movie, Death Machine, had I seen this at 17, I'd have loved it. I thought it was the best movie ever. You know?
I mean, this is kind of like a low budget version of Alien, Die Hard, RoboCop.
Yeah, all happening at once.
And like all kind, and hackers.
Right.
Like all at the same time.
And they tried, you could tell they tried to film this thing where every single frame was badassery. It didn't quite work, but you could imagine that it did. You know what I'm talking about? You could kind of like, if it was a little bit better shot, or if it was a little bit better quality, or if it wasn't quite so hazy, and if the dialogue was a little bit better, and that was delivered a little bit right, that would have been awesome. It almost could have been like Aliens, you know? It was kind of like the movie that you saw after Aliens. You saw Aliens, and you wanted more of that, but you just watched Aliens to death, so then you saw this one, you go, yeah, okay, this one works. You like that.
That'll do. I mean, it's just kind of like, you know, it's not like filet mignon, but sometimes you just want like a cheap burger on the grill, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like that.
I want to see the director's cut now. In the real aspect ratio.
Yeah, it looks so much better.
It looks a lot. I'm looking at it, and I know it doesn't quite look right. It looks cheap. But in the original aspect ratio, it probably looked a lot better.
It did. Well, because there were a couple scenes, too, and I guess I didn't... I noticed it while I was watching it, but it didn't occur to me that it would have to do with the aspect ratio. There were a couple scenes too, not even during action scenes, like during like character dialogue and stuff, where it was framed really strangely, like the top of someone's head was cut off, or like this person was talking, they weren't all the way in the shot. So so it was that, because like when it first started, I was like, why is this like in TV aspect ratio?
Yeah, because you see the sets are there, the costumes are there. Shit happens in it that's cool. The monster's cool looking.
That robot looks badass. Looks really cool. I really like that monster.
A bunch of cool shit happens in it, but it doesn't quite look right.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good.
That's why.
And that's the aspect ratio. That's why.
Because they didn't do, whenever they did this version of it in the square aspect ratio, because normally what they, I'm not sure entirely how it works, but when, usually they'll, if they cut down a movie like for TV back in the old days, where they had to make it square, they would usually try to do pan and scan, where they would try to like frame it so like all the relevant shit was still in the frame. But it looks like nobody did that to this one. They just kind of like just chopped off either end and didn't worry about like centering the action or centering the people in the frame. It looks like that.
Yeah, I just thought it was just trying to be artistic, but it was cheap. But okay.
Yeah. Right,
I got to see.
And it wasn't so much the filmmaker, because that wasn't, like I said, not only did they chop 20. Oh, and there was also like a little bit more at the end too, because that was one thing I thought the movie ended like really abruptly.
Yeah, yeah, it did.
There was like a little bit more like at the end that they cut out for whatever reason. Well, I think they had to cut it out because it had, it related back to the subplot about her daughter.
Okay.
And they took that subplot out. All so then they had to take out the stuff in the end. But I mean, I don't know. Like I said, it's like so 90s. Like the hacker people, what happens in it essentially? Like I said, it's kind of like, I guess it's kind of like RoboCop or something like that. There's like a big faceless evil corporation, and they've been doing this. It's a weapons corporation, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like OCP.
It's called Chank.
Chank, yeah, Chank.
With two A's.
Yeah, Chank.
Chank. So they have started like some covert weapon system. It's, I think one's called like the Hard Man.
Yeah.
The Hard Man program.
That's a good one.
Where it's essentially they're making like super soldiers is what they're doing. Like they're taking, or they're making like RoboCops.
Yeah, they put you in this damn foam fucking RoboCop suit. It's black.
Yeah.
And then they access to your mind and they download a super soldier program into your, and you become this super soldier. You I think forget who you are.
Yeah, they wipe your memory. They back it up like on a disc.
Yeah,
so they have to put to put it back in there to like put you back in your head.
Yes, then you run around like a chode, fucking giving orders to people,
yelling
and fighting and yelling, being brave when you're not brave and shit. You know, it's just and then when you're done, they fucking take that chip out and then put your original fucking chip in there and fucking then your personality goes back into it. The suit is fucking dumb. It looks like it's dumb in the way like the prototype in RoboCop. Remember, you know all the prototype RoboCops, the ones that pulled their heads off and shit? It was like that. They looked like something like that. But it was kind of a cool idea. It wasn't supposed to be cool because it didn't work. It didn't work well.
Yeah, that was like in the universe of the movie, the program wasn't working, and they were really gonna abandon it. They only ended up using the suit at the end to like to fight against the robot
because they didn't know what else to do. They had to use them.
That was like all they had, because otherwise they were gonna get the chomped by the thing. Yeah. But yeah, so it's this company, and then they bring in a new CEO. And I guess like some stuff is leaked to the media about this horrible shit that this company's been doing that ended up killing all these children. And there was another thing too, like at the very beginning, this starts out with one of the Hard Man like super soldiers. I guess he's like glitched out and he killed a bunch of people in a diner, right? At the beginning of the movie, they kind of start like in the aftermath of that, but I guess in the original cut, it actually showed more of that. So it like explained it.
Zach says the original in the proper aspect ratio is on YouTube, but it's only at 480.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Somebody might have uploaded, because like I said, I think that the only country where you can legally get it is Germany, but it's not in English, obviously. It's in German. But that's, and I don't know if that's where that guy got the clips from. But in the correct aspect, I might be wrong because that video might be old, but so there was more with the diner scene at the beginning where they were kind of establishing that, oh, the Hard Man program's not working, like the people are glitching out and they're just like murdering random ass people. So there was more of that. It was gorier. And then like so they get in trouble. They bring in this new CEO, and she's basically like, yeah, I'm gonna clean fucking house. What the fuck are you guys doing in here? And she finds out that this guy, Brad Dourif's character, his name is Jack Dante, he works down in this basement, this basement lab thing that's just like, it looks like a 90s, it's got like spray paint, like he spray painted his name on the door and like keep out, like it's very like 90s teenager kind of thing, even though he's like an adult, and it's all like covered with porn, like on the inside. And cartoons and porn, he's always watching that. So he's apparently, like, built this death machine thing, which he keeps in a vault. And he's the only one, like, he's a hacker, too. So he's the only one that has access to it. And she finds out about it, and she's just kind of like, okay, well, we can't have this because, you know, who the fuck knows what else this crazy person's out here. And so, but he is kind of like, he's not in love with her, but he's, like, obsessed with her. He's, like, stalking her. Like I said, he's tried to rape her at one point, but they cut that out of the movie. But I saw that was in there.
I'm looking at the one that's on YouTube. It doesn't look that bad.
Yeah.
It looks pretty good.
Oh, okay. There we go. Yeah. I mean, it's a little fuzzy, but it looks like a million times better.
Yeah, aspect ratio is a lot better.
Look how much better that looks than the square one.
Yeah, and it's 2 hours and 2 minutes.
Oh, so that's the uncut one.
It's the uncut.
Yeah, because the one we saw, we watched the one on Vudu, and it was only an hour and 39.
See if it's in English.
See if it's in English. It is, yeah.
It's in English.
Shit, man, somebody ripped that. All right, well, that's cool. You can watch it on YouTube then. If I'd have known that, we'd have watched it on there.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't pay to watch it.
It's free,
We watched it on Vudu, but I didn't realize until after, like, we started doing the research for it that there was that much taken out of it. So that's the uncut version.
Yeah, uncut version.
That's the 2 hour one.
Yeah, and it's on there free. And
that's
right next to it is the cut version that they want to charge you $2 for, $3 for.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yep. But yeah, if you're going to watch it, then go watch it over there, like before they take it down. Because if I'd have known that, then I would have obviously just watched it on
there.
I would have
seen the uncut version, yeah.
But I didn't know that much had been taken out of it.
We got the shitty experience, though.
Yeah, and like, and that was like something to talk about.
Right, yes, you're right.
And I still enjoyed the movie, even though, like I said, I didn't really notice most of the time, other than in the action sequences and in a couple of the dialogue scenes, that was really the only time that I noticed like the aspect ratio thing. Yeah. Most of the time I wasn't really like aware of it, so it didn't really like, I don't know, it didn't really bother me all that much.
But you can see that the scenes, the sets and the costumes and special effects, it's there. You know, it looks pretty good. That aspect ratio is fucked up, but it looks like something from the late 80s, mid 90s, which is what it was.
Yeah, 94.
Yeah.
Even though it's supposed to be set in 2003, at least according to Wikipedia, but that doesn't matter. Oh, another thing. Here's another thing that I didn't notice, because remember how he said that a lot of the characters in this are named after, you know, like directors and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you notice the one scene where the guy whose character name is Sam Raimi, when he shoots the rocket like out of his thing, they do like a Sam Raimi shot, like where they have the rocket going like that, going like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just kind of like, oh, that's clever. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
So there was actually like a lot of thought put into this.
What I liked is Yutani fucking did this epic battle against the damn robot and turned around and run and fucking hit his head on the damn boom and knocked himself out, and then the fucking robot got him. Didn't expect that to happen.
That was great, actually. Well, actually, when I was watching the Good Bad Flicks one, he had that happen. Like, he did that, and then he went, da 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 da, wah. You know what I mean? The little fucking from Price is Right. That's not from Price is Right. It's from that other game show. But yeah, like that failure. That failure sound. Yeah. And I was like,
and he's all happy and shit, fucking knocked out, just looking at the robot coming to kill him. And he's just like,
that's what happens. Yeah. But yeah, so those people, they're kind of like, they come into the building later because they're going to blow it up. And so then they end up like getting on the wrong end of the robot, and they have to like try to get out of the building and stuff. But Yutani has the craziest hair makeup combination. It's so 90s. Yeah. Like I said, it's like, well, because he has like the red paint.
He's bald with a damn.
Well, it's not even bald. He had like the red paint is like that, like in his eye, and then like that. But then he also has little shaved parts in his hair.
Oh, okay. I didn't
like, which
that.
Matches up with where the red goes. Okay, so it's almost kind of like shaved, and then it's red paint, red paint. Yeah, I noticed that because I was like, wow, that took a lot of forethought. Yeah. And well, every time they have that, because I feel like they did that a lot in the 80s and 90s, like they would have these gang members or hackers or whatever, and they always had like this crazy makeup and hair. And I was like, you know that that person had to get up and like spend 2 or 3 hours doing that in the morning. Like, would they really? Because to me, it seemed like the guys that were that went in there to like blow the place up, they just seemed like a bunch of potheads. I mean, that was kind of like a gag early on where it's like, hey, I went and got some weed, and then like he's like, oh, I already got weed, and it's like this ridiculous joint with like all these other joints like coming out of it, and then this joint that looks like this big around like a fucking burrito, and it's like that. It was like,
yeah, they always showed punk rockers being like the thugs and shit. Fucking like even in Terminator.
Yeah, I was watching.
It was funny because they were always like well dressed and wearing down fucking complicated makeup schemes that you only wore at clubs. It took fucking forever to put on.
Yeah.
Even in Terminator 1, fucking what's his name? The guy that played what was that guy's name? He's sitting there and he's got a damn tire tread, a blue tire tread painted on his face. It would take forever. Well, I imagine you could probably take a fucking
if you had a template.
Or like a sponge that was shaped like that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of that stuff, you know, to get leopard spots in your head, it was just a thin piece of sponge that you've curled over to make a C, and you just hit it with a dye like that. Your girlfriend did it.
Yeah.
Some spots and C's, and you'd you could have leopard print hair.
But it's like a lot of effort.
It's a lot of effort. Yeah.
So it's every time I see a movie, they don't really do that so much anymore, I guess. Yeah. But like in the 80s and the 90s, and it's funny because I was watching this one. I can't remember what her name is, but she has like a whole. She's a little bit younger than us. I think she was born in 79, so she's like 7 years younger. But she talks a lot about 80s and 90s goth.
Yeah.
And she mentioned that too, that like in the 80s, like it seemed like a lot of bad guys and a lot of big movies were always punk rockers. And I'm just kind of like, and in real life, that didn't usually happen. Right. And it's just kind of like, you know, so, but that kind of struck me about this one particular guy. I'm like, you guys are just like sitting around in this trailer, like smoking weed. It's like, there is no way that dude like meticulously went in there and drew like, because I'm like, do you know how long that would take like without fucking it up? And then like having the hair that like went along with it, like with the stripes and everything. I'm like, it looks like kind of cool, but stupid at the same time.
Yeah. Punk rockers were 130 pound teenagers. Mostly.
Yeah.
Maybe 115 pounds. Skinny guys. They weren't about any trouble. The last thing they wanted to do is get into a fist fight. They
fucked up. Well, I mean, usually they were on the receiving end of trouble. They weren't the ones that were out there, like, picking on people. Yeah. They were usually the ones getting picked on. I mean, 99 times out of 100.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, it was always very funny to me that, like, they always showed that, like, these gangs of, like, punk rockers, and they were just, like, all these fucking jerks and bullies and stuff. And I'm like, that's not usually how that went.
The ones that me and Graham through high school, I mean, we kind of hung out with them, and nobody messed with them. Nobody messed with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had cute girls, a lot of cute punk rock girls.
All right. So, are we done talking about Death Machine?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. So, if you want to watch this movie, if you like Split Second, you'll probably like this one as well. Like I said, the robot is cool. Don't watch the version on Vudu because it has 20 minutes taken out, and it's all fucked up, the aspect ratio.
I'd watch that.
Go watch it free on YouTube because that looks a zillion times better.
Yeah.
And then, so you can get like more of an imprint. Now we have to watch it again.
Yeah.
Just so like, we can watch it again later.
Yeah.
All right, so it's Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
So tomorrow night is going to be our regular show, and we're going back to the true crime. We haven't done any true crime for a while now that I'm thinking about it. So we're going to, because remember a long time ago when we did like the fast food massacres show, and I didn't get around to two of the cases that I want to talk about, like the Burger Chef murders and the Austin Yogurt Shop. So we're going to talk about those two tomorrow night, which that should be, well, I don't know if fun is the right word, but you know. So everybody drop by tomorrow at 6 p.m. and we'll do some true crime, and we'll see you again later on.